joining us now. St. Cloud State men's hockey coach Bob Motzko joining us after a weekend sweep in Hamilton, New York against Colgate. Bob, we were just talking, a great series for you guys out there on the road.
Well, it was a great outcome to go on our first road series of the year and come out with two wins. There's a little bit of devil in the details, though, that we got a long way to go. I mean, we got four games under our belt and a couple weeks of practice, and we got things we got to work on. And I know people get excited about our end last year, but we're a long way from being at that point. But we're off to a good start, and we have things to build on.
What were some of your concerns coming out of that series?
Well, again, now three out of the four games, we're 3-0-1, which is a good thing, but we've given up leads now. We 2-0 lead, 2-0 lead, and a 4-0 lead, but we've given leads up and then had to fight and hang on to the end. So we're showing good signs of things we want to do. Our special teams have been a little bit above average to get us leads, and then, what our guys are realizing, the other team, they want to win too, and they put their... They lifted weights just as hard in the off season. All of a sudden, they start to flex their muscle a bit. Well, we have to counter back, and maybe just sometimes you got to withstand some minutes and not let anything go wrong and stay disciplined. And we've made some critical mistakes now. And three out of the four games that we've won, we've had big leads, and then we weren't able to put the game away. And so that, obviously we're not going to push a panic point on that, and we're not going to overreact. But that's just in our offense, too, has been we kind of knew that the offense would be a little bit behind, as we're trying guys in different positions and filling in for some big shoes from a year ago. So it's progress. I think that's what we're making is progress. But, we get tested now as we turn the corner back to league play.
Coach, one of the local kids, Ethan Prowl from Sauk Rapids, had a strong weekend and was rewarded as the Defensive Player of the Week for the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Looks like he took care of business on both ends of the ice for you this weekend.
Yeah, Ethan did. He comes back as a sophomore, and, we paired him right now with Andrew Procno, and everyone remembers that Procno for 2 years played with Nick Jensen. And they really build a lot of ice for us in all key situations, and now we're throwing Ethan into that role, and those two are doing a very good job right now. And it's going to take time. I mean, you just can't fill in those minutes, and you're going to be playing your A game like Jensen gave us. But as a sophomore, it's kind of we got to decide yet on pairings and how it's going to work. But that's a little snapshot. We've been very happy with those two together, and Ethan has always had the capability of putting points up. It's how he's going to be able to, hang in there defensively, and those two can. Jensen was just a beast defensively and played in all critical situations. And we've got to give those minutes to somebody else. The first tests are good right now, and they're leading us in a good direction.
You mentioned first tests, and it seems like the freshmen are really responding early in the season. Your new class, with a lot of promise, Ryan Papa is the player of the week, the rookie of the week, I should say, in the NCHC. Of course, Ben Storm looked good in your opening weekend, and Charlie Lindgren has looked good as well.
And you got Nicholas Nevalainen, who the defenseman from Finland, couldn't play the first series. So he got in there his first two games and gets 3 points in the Saturday game. So it's a very solid crew. I mean, I don't know if they're going to put up the gaudy numbers that our freshman class did a year ago, but we sure like them. One goalie, two defense, two forwards in there. They all look like they're going to contribute and help out in situations. And they're throwing a few numbers up right now, a couple of them. Tedesco has played very strong, hasn't got any points yet, but he's looked good in there for us. So, that those guys are going to be counted on to help in our lineup. We split those guys the first weekend, so that, like Nevalainen didn't play. Pop only played one game the first weekend. So we're kind of just feeding them a little bit at a time. Very promising. It looks like a very solid class to go on top of that freshman class from a year ago.
Our old buddy Zach Fish, who now works for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, said that Nevalainen was a name that I'd be bringing up quite a bit in conversations with you this season. What does he bring to the team as a freshman?
Well, he comes over last year in the USHL, which is a great developmental league for the college game, and that was a championship team. By the end of the year, he was their number one defenseman and led their team with a plus-minus, like a plus 45 and he's 5'8". He's not a big guy, 5'9". Whatever it's listed, he's not that. I can tell you that. I haven't looked at it in the book. But he's just a very calm, got ice in his veins. He doesn't get rattled, very low base, he doesn't get pushed around. And we were very pleased. We saw his game transfer over. That's what we saw in the recruiting process. And now in the short two games that we've seen, you know, and obviously he's going to be tested now in league play, and the speed limit's going to go up a great deal. But it's awful promising. It looks like the game he played at the junior level, and the Dubuque is going to transfer over, and he has a chance to be an impact player at our level. And, you know, I don't like throwing that much pressure on freshmen, but he's got a track record, and it looks like he might carry over to our level as well.
Bob, you alluded to it a little bit, but overall, how did you feel about your special teams over this last series?
Well, okay, we had some real big breakdowns with our penalty kill late in the game, though we got our second shorthanded goal of the year. Now, Nick Dowd has two on the year, so that, I think we only had two all of last year. We got two in our first four games, and our penalty kill has looked good, though. We had some major breakdowns late in the game where either Farragher made a couple key saves, and they missed the net on two point-blank chances where they could have tied it. We dodged a bullet. And that's the thing that we know, you know, behind watching film, we dodged a bullet. Now, if we give that same thing up to someone from North Dakota, I don't know if they're going to miss it and say they've got Miami coming in 2 weeks. So we've got some special teams areas we've got to clean up right now. And sometimes you just need to play games. You need to make mistakes so you can point it out. You can talk all you want, but they need to see it in a game. Like I said, I think it's work in progress. I like the direction. I'm not going to stamp it yet. We have a ways to go, but we like our guys. We're moving in a good direction with it.
You mentioned North Dakota. You go on the road again this weekend. You open up the conference play against Grand Forks, and this is a team that obviously is going to bring the battle every night. And what do you guys have to do here in terms of trying to compete with North Dakota on the road?
Well, we've had good success up in Grand Forks over the years, and it's a building we're familiar with. We've played them four times a year since I've been here. It's always been our travel partner. So, you know, they are a challenge, though. It's North Dakota. They're an excellent program year in, year out. We feel we are year in, year out, and we've also had to play them. In my 8 years now, we've had to play them in the playoffs. In our tournament play, we've had to play in three out of the 5 years that we've been in the Final Five. So our paths crossed in the regular season, and they seem to have crossed in the playoff tournament time as well. And it's a test, and we seem to always have to play early in the year. So it's a great test for a young team to get up there, and they put a lot of pressure on your defensemen, and they like to forecheck hard and play an intimidating, fast style of play, but so do we. And it's always went to very, very good hockey. And last year we had some success against them, and it's a new year, and that's what we're trying to tell our guys, that it's the battle restarts. We might have had the upper hand a year ago, but this is a new season, and we've got to be prepared, and especially the first night to go in there. They're coming out. Well, they did have an exhibition game against the U.S. program over the weekend. But we got to get our league play started off on the right foot. So it was a great opportunity for us.